On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross country team competed in the Roy Griak Invitational last weekend, off this weekend. Junior Sarah Chernus with us. What is it like, Sarah, competing in an event like the Roy Griak with just that many people running?
Well, it was really different because I've never ran in a meet that large, but it was really kind of fun to see that many teams out there and have that group of people running at the same time. And right away it starts off as a big mob, but it all spreads out towards the end, and it's just really cool to be able to compete against so many different teams.
Is it difficult to keep your emotions in check a little bit at the beginning and don't set too fast of a pace too quickly just because you're a little amped up because there are so many people?
Oh yeah, that's definitely a struggle. You gotta know your own pace or you'll burn out too fast, that's for sure. I found that to be hard for myself since it's my first year running, especially, but a lot of the girls, we practice at a certain pace and try to keep it in control.
You guys are off now for a week, back in action at the Jamestown Invite in 2 weeks. Season's winding down quickly here. Personally, what do you still want to accomplish this season?
Well, I'd love to decrease my time still, especially since I was our first 6K. Next time we're running it is at conference, so I'd really love to shave off some time there, as I'm sure everyone else would love to get their personal best times too.
For a non-runner like me, how big of a difference is it, 5K to a 6K? I mean, obviously it's a lot longer, but does the your game plan going into it change because of the increased length? Is it, it's obviously more demanding physically, but what are the differences?
Well, I would say most of it is mental. If you go in there with the right mindset, it's really not too much different. You should try to run it close to the same and just push out that last 1,000 meters. It is obviously going to be harder since it's longer, so you just got to be prepared for it going in.
To give people a little bit of an idea, 1,000 meters is what, 2.5 times around a track?
Yep, because 800 meters is 2 laps around a track. So
you're dealing with golf courses typically. You do have some hills. It's not like running on a flat course where you're just turning left every couple hundred yards. How big of a challenge does that make, the terrain of the course and how hilly it is?
Well, for some people, it definitely makes a difference. Like, some people really conquer those hills and can pass people by working out past the hills, and other people, it really brings them down, gets them mentally, so just got to try to get through it.
Just hope everything is downhill, right?
Yes.
For anyone who has ever been to the athletic building here, there are some TVs with some flashing messages of who the outstanding students are, and your picture happens to be over there. Coach said that you were, what, the PE major of the year last year?
Actually, health education.
Health education major last year. Obviously, academics is important to you. What do you hope to do in the future?
As for, like, a job?
Yes.
Or I hope to be a FIAD health teacher at the high school level, and I'm also getting my adapted physical education so I can help students with special needs, too. And I'd love to coach volleyball or track or cross-country, something like that, too.
What brought you to BSU?
Oh, well, I love the campus. Just checked it out one day, and it was perfect size for me. I really liked, I actually met Donna Palovic first day, and she was really accommodating and friendly, and I thought it'd fit in well here.
Sarah, good luck in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.